Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, we always run a radio show for one of our favorite people in the whole wide world. Her name is still Jody Bear. Jody Bear and I met many years ago, and it was kind of interesting. It was around this time, several years ago, a friend of mine said, "Hey, you got to talk to this one gal." And we started speaking, and instantly I knew that there was going to have a connection, if you will, a relationship with Jody forever. Like, she was just like one of those people. You just said, she's like, I just feel it. And I knew she had a great energy. She was super-duper smart. I learned a lot more about how great she really is throughout the years that we've been doing our radio shows. But I knew that she was going to be on a mission, and it was very interesting because at that time, a company that she was with, when I first spoke to her, she was building something. I said, you know, we're going to be able to document your level of success on Building Fortunes Radio because you're going to tell, you know, people what you're doing, and we're going to be able to show people what you're doing and what you've been working on, and we're going to actually be able to use Building Fortunes Radio to actually document the different things that you've done. And we have done that, and then some. Little to my surprise, so when you're working with Jody, you're not surprised about anything. We have discovered that she's, you know, built several businesses, of course, here. She's a health coach. She's become a best-selling author. Holy cow. She's on radio. She's on television shows. I showed her how to use a webcam. Oh, my gosh, that was exciting because once you start there, like, now she's telling me everything else she's got going on. But tonight, she brings with her a guest, and I'm not going to talk about that just yet, but I'm going to share with you, if you wanted to do just about anything on this planet and had only two people to choose, like, who can I pick to make sure that this gets done, you would pick the two people that are going to be the guest hosts on this radio show, not me. It's going to be Jody and the guest host. They can get anything done, and I say that sincerely. And you're going to be able to have a really great treat as you're going to be able to hear what the progress is on what they've been working on as well. So, Jody Bear, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, and Peter, thank you for this lovely introduction. Just about anything needs to have a back office man, somebody that believes in them, somebody that makes it happen and is the glue. And Peter Mingles, that is you. And I just want to acknowledge you for that. Thank you for giving me this platform. It is now 9 years, 1 week later.
Wow.
And for those of you that are out, yeah, and for those of you that are out there and don't know me, don't know my voice, I'm Dr. Jody Bear. I'm America's top foundational health coach. I'm a certified health coach and also a holistic nutritionist. By the way, holistic does not mean half-listic. I mean holistic all the way. And this is where we're going holistic all the way tonight on this radio show. But what I do is focus on the foundations of health, the foundations of living, and the foundations of hope. And we do it through all six pillars of your human existence, starting with spiritual, then going to physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. And because we have used all six pillars in this plight, which we are calling now SBH Fund the Win, and it's spelled W-I-N, Funding the Win. That is the name of this radio show tonight, Peter. Now, I can say in my 42 years of being a health coach, I've been honored to see over 1 million pounds of toxic fat lost, through this holistic approach. I've seen over 2,000 clients reclaim and regain their health during this COVID era. Now, it's because the body is a miracle-making machine. The body put in the right condition can heal itself, and the body can heal itself spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and financially as well. Keep that in mind. But I found my calling 42 years ago, actually, after I had a very serious accident. I've talked about that, and I reclaimed my health, and I'm sitting being an expectant mother, and somebody asked my advice. Well, if any of you know me, I'm going to give my opinion. It was at a Lalanche League meeting. I was expecting my first son, and frankly, I told them what I thought of their nutrition plan. The next thing you know, I'm ahead of it. The next thing you know, a year later, I get this devastating call from my mother. She said, Jody, I have cancer. They've given me 6 weeks to live. After I nearly fainted on the floor with piles of toilet paper all over my lap, I said, I got to do something. The next thing you know, I'm on a plane. And this is kind of the feeling tonight's show has, because the next thing you know, the next thing you know, because it was a win for my mother. We were able to fund her life in those six pillars and fund the win that gave her way more than 6 weeks of life, as the conventional doctor said. It gives her nearly 3 years' length of life. And then I'm sitting here being a young mother needing something else to do. I'm devastated about my mother. I'm devastated about depression. Haven't you had something, ladies and gentlemen, that comes to fund your wind in your sales, your win in your life? Well, direct sales came to me just like that. Now, I had two, under two at the time, so I got myself a babysitter, and I just began with this thing called direct sales. Where did I do it? With a landline in the downstairs of my laundry room, right? Because it was the only place that was actually quiet with two kids running everywhere with a babysitter. But I saw that I could fund the wind in my life for and my win, how I felt. And we're going to be playing off of this word, wind and win, tonight. And I won because I got started. And I won because I felt better about myself. And the next thing you know, I found myself 3 years later a single mom. Yes, you've heard the story. My husband walked out with a note. Just all that it said was, I'm not coming home. And I knew it wasn't that he wasn't coming home for dinner. Now, I was a mom. I was doing this thing part-time. Never, ever, ever in all of the world's businesses can you do anything if you put your mind to fund the win and put the wind under your sails like direct sales. Because we were 3 months behind on every survivable bill. I went to the bank. The numbers were zero in both of our accounts. And I got a note in the mail the next day that we were 3 months behind on our mortgage. I got busy. And because of direct sales, not because of me, but because of the industry, I took a minimum investment. I turned it 2 years later into $1 million in revenue with a primarily female company. Only three other women and myself did it that year first, and it was 1990. It was on a $4 eyeshadow and a $7 lipstick and a $10 cleansing cream, and I made money. It was my lifeline. Direct sales was my lifeline because I could fund my wind in my sales and do the wind for my family. So, Peter, I know that you're on the line here. And before we bring up my esteemed guest here, I call him my big little bro because he's younger than I am, but he's a whole lot taller by an absolute foot for sure. But that's my story about direct sales and the industry and home-based business. You've been in this industry a long, long time. I've got a question for you, Peter. How many times have you heard my same story and my same scenario play out over and over and over again in families?
It's a common thing. The direct sales and the network marketing or home-based business arena are probably some of the only vehicles that are available for people to be able to dig themselves out of situations or create their own destiny. So I could go through my litany of stories. We would need, you know, a Jerry Lewis marathon, just like, you know, with some of your other stories as well, Jody. But the reality is that this is a great opportunity. And the challenges associated with that, and we'll get to this a little bit later on when you start to do your show, is you put everything into it. It's your life. It's your livelihood. You give it everything you got. And you're underpaid for some of the things you do, and then you seem to be overpaid for some of the things you do. But the reality is that you live your life by design when you work and you're paid on your own performance. And some of the things that we're going to be talking about a little bit later, you guys are going to be talking about, is when it's taken away from you and the devastating impact of that, your life's hard work, the 2 years or the 5 years or the 10 years or whatever it might be. Some people just think that it's their privilege to be able to shut it down without the ramifications or understanding about the impact on other people's lives.
Yeah.
So that's where I get, I'm gonna use the word, I'm stuttering because I don't want to use the words I want to use. That's where I get very, very, very aggressively pissed when the livelihoods of people are taken away from them unjustly without having anything to do with them by some bureaucrat, people that don't really understand the ramifications of their actions and are, quite honestly, either power-hungry, ego-driven, trying to boost their resume, and they just are short-sighted sociopaths most of the time. And I better be quiet because
yes.
I don't want to carry on. But the reality is that direct sales has meant the world to a lot of people, and there's so many people that live their life by design and dug their way out of it. And yeah, the Yankee peddler, the guy who knocked on the door, rang the phone, all those types of things, those are the heroes in our industry because they didn't look for handouts. So back to you.
Beautifully said, Peter. I knew that you would have wonderful words. And this is why, just about anything you need to be done, when we listen to this commercial break in just a minute, that is Peter Mingles, because he does it. He believes it. And yes, it is a legit American business, as legit as the Republic and the Constitution. You've heard my personal quote before. When you take care of you and your world first, the world around you is empowered forever. And direct sales in this industry that I was able to parallel my health coaching business all along the way did just that. And you're going to hear from my partner, my esteemed colleague, who is the other half of, as Peter said, can do just about anything. This commercial break, I will tell you this. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something, I'm going to say it up front, that we can do together to fund this win and fund this American thing they call free enterprise. Back to you, Peter.
Here we go. We're going to take a little commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear, and Jody's going to get kicked off with a great guest. So here we go.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for your words that you said that were so impassioned as well. And that just embodies my guest. Robert Mailer has graced our stage. I can't believe it, but Robert, I look back and this is the fourth time you've been with Building Fortunes Radio. We are family. And I can say a little bit about his background for this version of Building Fortunes Radio. We know that he was the vice president of PepsiCo and all the things that he did in traditional business before he came to direct sales. But he was the number 35 earner out of 1.8 million distributors in this company that he was with in 1996. He was ranked number one This company was ranked number one with the Inc. 500 magazine and was the number one fastest growing publicly held company in the U.S. at that time. He has equally been successful in building traditional businesses along the way. He's got street cred on both sides, but he's got some street cred in direct sales. And I can tell you, he is a warrior. And this is why I am so privileged and honored that, Robert Mailer, you're back with me so that we can have this discussion. What has been with SBH, Success by Health, since January 2020, where we are now and where we're going? Welcome, Robert.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you for having me, and thank you so much, Peter.
Yes, you're the second half of, we can do just about anything. How did that feel, Robert? Nice compliment. Well-deserved, by the way.
I'll tell you what, it's kind of amazing everything that's occurred. You know, when you think something operates one way and you find that it operates another, you know what you do? You just shuck and jive, and you just make it turn, and you work for success. Pretty simple process.
We have worked for success, and I know, I think back to January 2020, it's almost 3 years, 3 years, you know, 32 months, and I was sitting here
Don't make me laugh.
Oh, yes. I was sitting here doing what I did every Monday night, doing an online event. I get this notification from one of my key leaders, Mike King. I know you were watching the NCAA championship. I'm thinking, I've got 185 people of my group that were coming and flying to San Diego, and the FTC shut us down. And I'll tell you, this is where we were. I remember the time that I saw you, we were in Phoenix at this trial, and remember what you said to me? It was the hearing, I should say, to go from a temporary restraining order, all the assets shut down, to then we were looking for a relief from that so that we could work this process out. And do you remember what you said when we were in the courtroom? You said, this probably won't last. What was your word?
Well, I'll take it back further. To that night of the 13th, I was sitting on the back of my buddy's boat getting ready to watch the NCAA finals. And I called my gal, love my life, and I said, we'll have this handled in a couple weeks. Yeah, because I knew it could not be right. We had not done anything wrong. So it was the same thing I said to you even a month later. It's like, the truth, the light of the truth will come out. We'll be good.
And we'll be good. And we are good because what happened, unlike, and I meant to say that, by the way, Peter, our first show, I cataloged it. The reason we had a show 9 years ago was when Zima Nutrition got shut down. That was my present company. And you said, we need to go live about this. And the difference between Zima, Robert, as you well know, and for the audience to know, is that they had a TRO, a temporary restraining order. When they went into court, things were lifted. So the officers of the company got their personal assets. What happened with us?
Well, as of when I was sitting on the back of that boat, I got a call before the Facebook Live that was going to let us know there was a problem, and I was told to check my bank account because I had been an executive of the firm, went back into the field, and if there had been five people named, I would have been the fifth. And
yes.
It is unbelievable the fact that now we're talking our court date, and, you know, thank heavens, we got a court date now. Thank you.
Yes.
January
yes.
25th. Of 2023, which will be over 3 years after this started, which means that every executive has had their personal assets frozen. The company has had its assets frozen. People that had money in the business that were due money were not paid. There's the egregious overreach has been unbelievable, and it's just a sad, sad tale, which when we look into it a little bit deeper, it's been going on for four decades now that we know. I know stuff. You know stuff. We never wanted to know. Now we know. It's incredible, and I think we should shed some light.
Yes, I think we should, too, because this is where we are now, ladies and gentlemen. We have had this thing done to us. We know that. You can go back. There are probably four or five radio shows. If you just put SBH or FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission, I'm going to keep it clean. I'm not going to say I have other initials for it, but it is just what it is, and it's been for decades. You can go and read the Buffalo Law Review, which is an absolute peer-reviewed article. And it says, does the FTC have blood on its hands? You can see YouTube videos and everything if you want to do your research. But we're going to bring you into where it is now because, Robert, I know you thought we had brought all these amicus briefs and we went into the Seventh Circuit. We were going to overcome. We attached ourselves to the AMG case with the Supreme Court, and it was overturned in absolute favor of AMG and not the FTC. 9-0. Remember when we got that news, April 2021? Didn't you think we would just about be out of it by then?
Free and clear. That'll be free and clear. We thought that the egregious overreach was over, that what they had been doing had been exposed, and they couldn't do it anymore. But amazingly so, months before that decision, they, being the FTC, actually started a bill going through to make legal what they knew was going to be found illegal in that Supreme Court ruling. And they were already doing that before they lost. And then what's amazing is that that bill was quashed, so that didn't happen either. But they are not done. They're not done any more than the 87,000 IRS agents coming in. I mean, we're talking about governmental interference in business and making it difficult for the small guy, the small business, the small entrepreneur, the person with that's low-hanging fruit for an IRS / FTC to come after a business. And that's what we're talking about. And if anybody thinks that they are not part of that, they're blind. They could be part of that. And if they have a job and they're working for somebody, they're still part of that because the owner could be part of that, which is their job. We've got an issue going on here.
Huge issue. And by the way, the strident and seriousness of your voice, the passion and stridentness of the mind, this is serious. No longer can we have your head buried in the sand if you're an American. This has gone from an SBH issue. And yes, the good news is because we have just a flood of private people, just you, people like you and me and Robert and Peter that care. We have kept, and I am proud to say this, of being an American, we have kept these three officers in their homes. That we've kept food on the table. We have kept them in their cars. We have kept gas in their cars. We just want to fund the rest to the wind, because now this has gone from Supreme Court to now it's just a local statute that they tie things up in their little web. The case is not anywhere in their favor. This is my opinion. What do you think, Robert? You're in the middle of this embroiled
deal. Let's go back like 10 minutes in this conversation, and I'm going to plead with people. Look up Buffalo Law Review. Does the FTC have blood on its hands? I mean, it can almost make me cry because there is a page and a half of obituaries of company owners who the FTC came after, and they chose to take their lives because they'd be worth more to their family. It must have been really smart how they did it. We're not going to go there. Worth more to their families than if they had tried to fight it, because they didn't have the means to do it. A traditional business owned by one person, two person, maybe four person, they could not do what we have withstood, because we are a direct sales company, 7,000 people strong, and we've been able to fund this. And this is just Robert Mayer speaking, but we have been funding this for over $1 million. If you are the owner, single owner of a company, funds are frozen, that's how they win. they win case after case because they take them into the deep end, slash them, and drop them. It is not even close to fair. And they are kind of freaked out right now that we're still, our heads are bobbing. We're good. We're almost 3 years in. It's 2.5 right now. For the first almost year and a half, we were having to sign affidavits that we didn't have a slush fund. I started to sign it. I wish we did. I wish we did. It's like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
So we're a different animal because we have numerous people willing to fund it. I mean, I feel so horrendously horrible for the individual owners with families and children that were running a decent business and got taken out because they just come. I mean, how do they take your personal funds and your business funds, and then you're supposed to fight them legally? How do you do that? I think we've done a miracle to this point, but here's the problem. I mean, now we're going to court. And let me tell you, it's January 25th, 2023. 3 years plus after this happened. And we're still, I mean, we're doggy paddling. We're still just staying alive. And people need to understand, it's not just about our company. It's not just about direct sales. It's about the Constitution. It's about free enterprise. It's about any business owner. And if the things last week, I'm not getting political, but about the 87,000, if she's not worried about that stuff with the IRS, come on. You work for somebody, you've got a risk. You own a company, you've got a risk. We win this, we all win. I personally believe with every part of my fiber of my heart that we will not lose, because I won't get into the reason why. We've done nothing wrong. It was actually the craziest thing you can even imagine. One of our top producers had an illegitimate relationship with our executive secretary while he was married with three children and a special needs child. And we are upfront and ethical, and we have a no fraternization policy. So we're like, hey, you've got to stand down. And we gave him a chance, and he broke it again within the next 30 days. He decided
Here
to get about 20 minions pissed off at us, came after us, and you know what? They did a good job. And then once the FTC is like, they got a piece of the meat, here they go. I'm not trying to get ramped up about this, but that's how it all happened. So what needs to be understood is that we cannot lose this, or a lot of people will lose.
Everybody will lose, Robert. Everybody will lose. I've just got it. Don't you think, Robert? Everybody will lose. Nobody will have the meat, correct?
You know, they just can't come in and just take advantage of you.
No.
It's
wrong on every level.
I could have sworn that this is, I mean, the United States of America. Let me take it one more step. Okay, let's say, God bless me, let's say I murder somebody. I will be processed faster than we have been for 3 years.
Yes, and it has been tedious at best. I knew the wheels of justice move slowly, but we have been in a really
The wheels of injustice?
Yes, the wheels of injustice, and they've been sort of kind of in neutral. But this is the good news, Robert. I believe I have flipped my paradigm. I said, we've done everything right, and the only thing was keeping a high high moral and ethical value. Maybe it's a miracle. That's what we've done, and it's been a miracle. Because
we could use a miracle.
Yeah, so we're going to get a miracle. And the officer that was the sidewise officer, it's as old as Greek mythology, but I want to go forward, and I want to be upfront saying, there is a way. If you are hearing Robert's passion, I'm telling you, Robert, I don't know. I've known you a long time. I don't know when you've been so fired up. I love the fire. I love the red. Let's keep it going. But this is where people can go to givesendgo.com/SBH. That's Sam Bravo Harry. So it's givesendgo.com. It's a faith-believing organization, so they don't take a huge slice out of their donations, /SBH Legal. As we get into this other part that's so, so critical, it's where we are going, because it has been the millions. We've kept lawyers happy, but right now, anybody who's been, whether it's getting a DUI and you have to get a lawyer and you get a bail out of jail and all of a sudden, oh, well, that was a $1,000 fine and it's $10,000 to get the lawyer. It's kind of 10 times more to go to court, and that's what we are funding. I want everybody to go and watch Netflix. Go to Goliath. It is a great series with Billy Bob Thornton. That's who our lawyer looks like. And he is as dogged determined as that legal beagle in Goliath. He is his own Goliath because he knows that we're David. So what we've got here, I want to emphasize this part, because now Robert and I are here together. I've thought about all the nights that we've stayed up until goodness knows hours, getting things done, just mission-driven. And it is because you are that man, Robert. You are that man with the plan. I would do just about anything in partnership with you, because that's what you do, Robert. And we have done this to raise awareness. We are doing this tonight to raise awareness of the direct sales company. We're raising the awareness. That's our new RA, okay? Be a resident assistant. That's what it usually stands for in college. Be an RA for us in all small business and American capitalism. When I said that, here we were, April 2021, 9-0 ruling with the Supreme Court against the FTC, and now they still have us tied up a year and a half later. Oh, well, this is where we are, but this is what we need, because it is a local statute. Correct me if am I saying it, but it is just some kind of rule, isn't it, Robert?
Well, here's what really has happened. I mean, we're on our third set of attorneys, third set. Because guess what? All of a sudden you get off of a plane and you're served. And you have your entire company's annual gala in 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, that happens. And then you're given about 5 weeks for the first hearing. I mean, I don't know. What do you do? What do you do?
We found some attorneys.
Yeah. We found some attorneys, okay? Guess what? Wow. I was in that courtroom, as you were in Phoenix, on February 13th, 2020. Oh, frightening, okay?
Yeah.
So, okay,
good word.
That was that. Then, wow, then we find another set of attorneys. All right, so we're in. And seems like everything's like, okay, yep. Okay, so let's just step back for a second. If you're doing something wrong, why would you even try to fight this far? Okay, so we find the second set. So we're still going. And we're getting nowhere with them. Like, nowhere. And then we find our new attorney base, which, wow, you know what? Great find once you have some time to look at it. Who has beaten the FTC? Okay. Here's a guy, small firm, didn't mean to be that guy, but he beat the FTC 3 times. Now he's like the FTC guy. But who knew? He didn't even know. We didn't know.
No.
And he is, since October, and where are we at now? August.
Yes, 10 months.
He has made more forays, and actually, and I don't mean to like give out like confidential stuff, cost us less than the other two attorneys separately or combined. Do whatever you want. He knows what he's doing because he understands this game they play. They are very, very good at what they do. God bless them. I mean, you know what? They got a job to do. All right. Well, that's Hatfields and McCoys. Here we go. But guess what? They are not holding up the Constitution or free enterprise to me, and we got to figure out a way to beat this, because if we don't, we are using everything. They're using everything against us Everything possible.
And guess what, Robert? To me, they're using everything against us, and then you bring in the 87,000 IRS agents, and they're going to be armed. If they're and this is not fear-mongering.
It's a bad trend.
Yes, it's a bad trend, as you know, in advertising and business. And frankly, this is an awakening. They can do it to us. We were selling coffee. We were selling nutraceuticals. They helped your body's immune system do its job. What could people have done in February 2020? As I talked to one affiliate, and you and I both know him, he said, the millions of lives that have been lost because these products were not around to aid people. But you see, I want people that are thinking, well, I've got to do my homework. I want them to look back and see the trend, as you were saying, Robert, the trend of what the FTC collects. Because it's similar to the IRS, what they collect and what they return to supposed victims. Because
2019. 2019, which is the last figures they'll give us. Amazing they can't talk about 20. 2019, they took $6.4 billion in reparations from companies. $6.4. And they gave less than $300 million to the people who were supposedly hurt. That is what's called a treasury cash cow.
Yes, and somehow that ROI
sorry to interrupt.
Compute.
Let me
go
tell
ahead.
You one more
go
thing.
Ahead.
Do you know how many people they've hurt by shutting down our business who counted on an extra $300, $500, $700 a month promoting products that helped their friends and family? How many people couldn't have the products that helped their health? I personally know. Four or five people who have serious maladies who have gone into a pretty bad state because they can't have the products. I mean, how is this right?
It's not right. And when you go in, just like I did with this female company, to dig my way out of it when I was found a single woman with far behind bills, I got to work. I bought products at wholesale, I sold them at retail, and then people wanted to do the same, to buy products at wholesale, sell them at retail. And this is the good news when we fund this, because that is the business model. And this is the business model, and the truth will come to light. The truth always wins. I believe we will win. Just like you said, Robert, when we were doing our sound check, you said, I just rake leaves. Yes, we're raking leaves right now. We're seeing the leaves on the ground. Soon fall will be here. And we just go ahead and do the yard work. And as you said, we look at the leaves. We look under every angle. Right now, we are building a bigger nest. And Peter, thank you so much for giving Robert and I this platform. It doesn't matter. I'm sure you would agree, Robert, what you and I have done. It just matters that we win. That's all that matters, to fund this win, to go ahead and
Everyone wins.
As you said, life, liberty, the American dream. When you look up the Buffalo Law Review, you look up, there is a 1974 statute by Fitzgerald. Now, if you're thinking we're talking political, ladies and gentlemen, Fitzgerald was the head of the FTC with Nixon. So it was a Republican. Now there's a Democrat. It matters not. President Trump put in an executive order in 2019, I believe it was October 6th, around October, to say that the FTC could no longer do their dirty work. October 2019 to January 2020, they did it anyway. Now, how many times, ladies and gentlemen that are listening to this, should we just turn aside? Well, they're going to do it anyway. Oh, I don't want to get involved. They're going to do it anyway. What if you were that anyway? That's why I'm asking you if you can spare your Starbucks money. I'm being real raw right now. Spare your Starbucks money for the month. Maybe you can do something medium. Maybe you can do something large, it matters not. But this is for the American dream. It is for everything that we're talking about, and all proceeds go to our officers to keep their homes, their food, their clothing, their cars, and gas to be able to do this work. It is a miracle. It's a moral, just a moral disgrace, and we're looking for a miracle. Robert, we've got our new word, because what the officers are doing of just absolutely building amazing things and trying to do it with two hands tied behind their back, in shackles almost, just this is figuratively, but having no recourse has been a miracle, because they're moral men, they have moral wives, and we're looking for a miracle. So give us what you've got. How are we going to get to January 25th, 2023? Give our audience your last final words, because you've been just, Robert, I got to say, I've heard you before, but you were freaking amazing tonight. So bring it, my brother.
Well, you know, it's just very, very passionate. I mean, I believe in the Constitutional Republic, for which it stands. I mean, you can't go any further than that. There's a Bill of Rights. There are things that should not be trampled. You know, if somebody does something wrong, take their you-know-what down. No problem. But if you're like, hey, over there, we think you're doing something wrong, ask me. Hey, we'd be happy to go, all right, we'll change that up if there's a problem. We have always been ethical, moral. I mean, to the point that I've been scolded as an executive.
I've been scolded being the top
distributor.
Well,
I'm well aware.
We are
held to the largest standard you could ever imagine. So to be held in this kind of contempt is almost beyond me, and now it's 3 years later. So the point is, nobody wants to find themselves in this place, because even if you thought you were completely right, you'll be in it for a long time, as we have been. So here is a chance to change stuff up. Here is a chance to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody ever again. If they are bad agents, they need to go down. No problem. But I swear, as I said earlier, if I kill somebody in 6 months, it would be done. We're here 3 years later. This is how the FTC wins. They win by cutting off all your funds, and they leave you in the deep end, scarred, bleeding, waiting for the sharks. That's how they win. They actually don't have any great cause against people. They just bleed you out. And we've all got to stand up together. So,
and standing
my
up
last
together.
Words are,
hold on a minute.
Yeah,
I want you to hold that, because I want you to come, when you're saying we, because you're making a very good point here. So hold on to that thought, Robert. We being SBH, when we were scolded, when this done, because we were held to the highest level. And when you said that if we were doing something that was not quite, that they didn't like according to their guidance, let me just ask you something. You were an executive. You saw this. Were we ever, being SBH, the company, given warning that this is something we should change? Please address that before you close.
Nope, not even close. And you know what? We were actually, I mean, under like dark cloak secret stuff, our bank let us know that bank records were being petitioned by the FTC, but we weren't supposed to let anybody know. So we had our attorney say, hey, FTC, what's going on? Everything okay? Willing to cooperate? What do you need? And they're like, well, this is just routine. No problem. Like, okay. And then that was April of 19. So it took till January, and boom, it was just all put together, so like a jigsaw puzzle they do. And that's how they create the $6 billion a year in revenue. I mean,
because
do you think we'd still be fighting this three? Do you think we'd still be fighting this 3 years later and $1.5 million into fight without the money we even had, which we've actually paid, do you think we'd still be doing this if we thought we'd done anything wrong? We'd probably just put our tails between our legs and walk. But somebody's got to stand for something.
We have got to stand because you had a great business. I had a great business. You're younger than I am, but we still aren't 30.
Not
by
much.
And I think Peter made that. Yeah, but you know, it's that deal. As we're looking at what we were doing to funding this next part of our 60s, and my husband being the age that he has, and what did this do to people's, not only the 300, the 700 people that I know that have passed away? Do we know that it was because they didn't have this great nutrition? You know, let's rest in peace because of this. Every bit of wrong. So let's make this right, ladies and gentlemen. And Robert, now I would love for you to go back to your final words because I know they're wonderful.
We asked it before. If you want me to go off again? Here's
sure.
the point. I mean, if we don't change this now, who will? Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, we know we have done nothing wrong. I will tell you right now that if something goes sideways in the Ninth District Court of Arizona and we don't get the ruling we want after our trial date on January 25th, we will go to the appeals court. I will also tell you if that goes wrong, will go to the Supreme Court. You know why? Because somebody's got to stand up for what is correct. Because that will then blaze a trail for everybody else that's doing business in a correct way. If something goes sideways on our deal now, everybody's going to be a target. And I'm not trying to create a fear factor, but I've been living 3 years of, I don't want to say H-E-L-L, but I just did. Yeah, it's been ridiculous. And I don't think anybody else wants to know that. We got to band together and beat this.
Oh, absolutely, Robert. And my 42 years, I've been living for the health of it. Being a health coach, now I'm living for the hell of it. There are times I've got to say, Robert, and you know what when somebody rings the doorbell, I jump. Before it was my neighbor's coming over and wants to give me a loaf of bread. But
yeah, way to live in fear, right?
Oh, absolutely. The stress, this. But I know that this, we have been made for just the time as this. And viewership and ladies and gentlemen that are listening to this, that have listened to me over and over and over again, this is our time. This is our moment. We have been waiting forever for this to turn this into a moment that we will never forget because it is people like you, my business colleague, my brother, Robert Maylard, thank you for always being back-to-back with me, especially on this mission with the vision because you are that man, Robert. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to close.
Love you, Jody, and thank you so much, Peter.
Oh, I love you, love you, love you. And I want to let people know that because of Peter, because he just is the glue with everything, I'm now on another platform, Traverse TV, on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays I am on at noon Eastern time, and Thursdays Live's Milkshake Moment is 6 p.m. Eastern time. It's Mindset Monday. Don't we need this? And I can tell you, it's been everything in my mind to keep that going because I believe in the health of it. And next week, we're going to have Ignite Your Foundations of Health. Once again, Peter, we're launching my latest project with Ignite Publishing on your platform with CCO, Chief Communications Officer, Diana Lockett of Ignite. But I want to give you this link to wrap this up as great as I can because just like Peter, you said you could go on for days. Robert and I could go on for days, but we want to make this easy for you to do it now. It is give, G-I-V, send, S-E-N-D, go.com/SBH, Success by Health Legal. So just go ahead and go to that website. And if you have any questions that you can't not get there, just go ahead and DM me at Health Coach Jodi. That's on all social media platforms. And Jodi is spelled J-O-D-E-E, or my email, J-O-D-E-E at healthcoachjodi.com. Old school, 800-820-0854. That's 800-820-0854. So I'm going to leave you with this. If you heard Robert and I, like I say, give a little, send it to a friend. We can do this together. This is our opportunity to change the trajectory, and it starts at the grassroots. We've seen it from the Boston Tea Party. Now it's a coffee party, and you can be here. Mushroom, reishi mushroom coffee, and alkalinize your system when it's back. We can do it with coffee because they did it, our forefathers, with tea. But it's just 2022 instead of 1776. So if not this, then what? If not now, then when? And if not you, then who? I've lived and breathed this health. I've lived and breathed this direct sales industry, as my dear brother, Robert Mailer, has done. We've been in the trenches, and therefore every single word. I have approved this message. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent information. For those people who want to hear this again, make sure you check it out. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear this radio show again, and we'll make sure the link is in the description. And Jody, I know you're running off to another call or whatever else you might be working on. Robert, great hearing from you. Thanks for everything you do. I sincerely mean, you know, if you only had two people in the whole entire world to pick, you two could be those people for just about anything. I know you're going to be able to successfully beat this. So I'm really looking forward to it. We support you guys as much as we possibly can, everywhere we can. And for those people listening in, go donate to givesendgo.com/SBH Legal. givesendgo.com/SBH Legal. We'll catch everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.